Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another evening of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, we're on every Thursday from 9:30 to 10:30, and we want to announce now that starting in March, we're actually going to move to 8 o'clock on Monday nights, and me and Pam are really excited about that. And let me go ahead and bring Pam in. Pam, are you there?
Hi, Mark. I'm here. I'm excited about the Monday night schedule as well. It's going to be good.
Yeah, we were both talking about it, and we really feel that it's a better time slot for the show. It's been running pretty late for everybody across the country, and especially for some of the listeners in different parts of the world, like Asia and stuff like that. And Australia is really hitting them off hours. So we really think this time slot's going to work really well for everybody, and we're really excited about that. So we'll actually do our last show on Thursday night on the 27th. And then starting in March, we'll actually have our first show on March 3rd, which is Monday the 3rd. So we're really excited about that. So as always, I like to tell people that if you want to find out more about the shows and all the other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, let's go ahead and talk about the sister network, Pam.
Well, thank you. We do have a sister network for Spiritual Connections, and it's called Pamela O'Toole Radio, and very simple. And we've got several shows on that radio station as well. You can go and check out the shows by just going to PamelaLatourRadio.com. That's LATOUR, PamelaLatour.com. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, no problem at all. It's always great, and I've been hearing so much about all the different shows that are over there, so really excited about that.
Thank you.
Pam, go ahead and introduce the guest for this evening.
Well, tonight, thank you, we have a very special guest. His name is Chris Keller, and Chris is an energy healer, and it seems as though Chris works with some exceptional healing techniques that I can't wait to find out about. And we're going to talk to Chris about generally how he started and what's happening with him. And then we have a surprise for you after the half an hour break, and I'll let Chris tell you about that. So rather than take any more time, let's talk to Chris Keller. Chris, are you there?
Hi, Pam. I'm here. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you. Very good. And you?
Never better, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Where do you live in the United States, Chris?
Sorry to say, I'm not in the United States. I live in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, just north of North Dakota.
Wow, I was gonna say, well, it's pretty cold in most parts of the country. It's getting warmer now, but that's got to be really cold.
Winnipeg has got some really extreme temperatures. In the wintertime, we go to minus 30 Celsius. And for the last month and a half, it was really cold. It's been exceptionally cold, and it's finally starting to warm up. So we're finally getting out of our houses and shoveling the snow away from the steps so we can get out of our igloos and get to work.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. Mark, you want to start the questioning?
Sure. Thank you. So, you know, just to start off, Chris, why don't you talk to us in the spiritual industry, we would say, you know, tell us about your day job and then tell us about your hobby and then how you transition from one to the other.
Well, the way it all started with me, I haven't been doing this very long at all, maybe 6 years or so professionally. It was about 8 years ago that my first wife passed away. She had a rare disease called scleroderma. And at that time, I was in the printing industry. I was doing that for about 20 years or so. That was my trade, and I loved doing it. So when my wife unfortunately passed away, I was able to retire. So at 45 years old, I took a leave. I said, I'm done working. I'm done working all this crazy job stuff. Sat in my backyard and drank beer for a couple months. And my neighbors started getting a little concerned about me, and I looked at myself and I thought, it's time to get your life back together and time to get started again. So the old saying goes, one door closes, another door opens. And what happened is I walked into a door of somebody who does this type of work, and he basically showed it to me, started off with muscle testing and doing foot bath detoxes, and I took a big interest in it. So I started taking some courses, and long story short, here I am today. I've got my own business. I work in a holistic healthcare center in Winnipeg. I've got clients all over the world that I work with, and the healing system that I developed actually does work and works quite quickly. So it's something that I'm enjoying immensely, helping a lot of people with health problems and just trying to make the world a better place to live.
Oh, that's
well, that
excellent.
Sounds good.
What do you got, Pam?
Well, I was going to talk to him about what type of work he does. I mean, the little bio that he sent us, or that you sent us, Chris, is phenomenal in terms of, I want to know what crystalline metaphysics is, and I want to know what radionics is, I think you can just pick where you want to go first. How did you get involved in this in terms of obviously the detox baths and the applied kinesiology you told us about? How did it go beyond that?
I found that I was basically led to everything. I now know that this is what the universe has had set for me to do since day one. So the way that this has come so easily to me and I picked it up so quickly just tells me, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And the universe lined me up and my guides lined me up with the right people to meet at the right time just to make everything fit together. So when you talk about people who do energy healing, the first thing that comes to mind is things like Reiki and quantum touch and those types of modalities, EFT, tapping, all of those things. I did take a course in quantum touch just to try and kind of understand what's going on here. But generally, I work with a pendulum, and I work with a series of charts that I've developed. So my guides and my pendulum, they will show me what area. Let's take a health problem, for instance. So many people have diabetes. Okay, let's look at diabetes. So the pendulum will tell me we need to work within the pancreas, of course. And it's also going to tell me what the problem is, whether it's a virus, bacteria, parasite, or also some type of spiritual problem, which could be an attachment. It could be something dark, some dark energies that I look for. And once we find all that with that form of dowsing, I go to a second series of things I do, which is working with pyramids, working with the crystalline metaphysical tools. And the pyramids I use, they're mass-produced by one man and one man only who puts all of his energy into them. His main job actually is to clear the earth grid of all negative energy so that the earth can go through its fifth dimension ascension transformation, which is happening relatively soon, we keep on hearing. So he's very high energetically. When he builds the tools, he's putting his energy in. And when I take the tools and use them along with my intent, with the answers I have, it's a very, very strong mix that leads to some very, very quick and very, very functional healing for people.
Wow, interesting. Mark, do you have a question?
Yeah, thank you for that. I was talking and I go, well, wait a second, I'm muted. All right. Thank you. So, Chris, the question I have for you is, and I know you just covered this a second ago, but can you talk a little bit about the pendulum and how you use it for the work that you do? Because I've seen people go both ways with this. I've seen some people who use the pendulum for kind of like fortune telling, which in my own opinion, or what I feel, can be affected. I mean, I know that if I put a pendulum out there, I can actually move it with my mind. So to me, it's kind of like, yes, I can usually determine exactly what outcomes I'm going to get when I'm asking questions about something. But most of the time when I actually use the pendulum is I'll use it when I'm doing some type of healing work and I want to check chakras to see if what I'm getting through intuition is matching, you know, the pendulum. So
right.
tell me a little bit about your experience about the pendulum and what you believe.
Yeah, everything that you said about the pendulum is true, and I've experienced basically everything from start to finish with all the different things. You can manipulate the pendulum, make it do what you're thinking kind of thing. What I've been able to accomplish with the pendulum, just by using it as much as I do, so I'm doing this 5 days a week, 10 hours a day, constantly. So I've gotten so intuitive with my own pendulum. When you're working with a pendulum, that's your modality for getting messages. Some people will get things, they'll get a thought in their head. Some people will actually hear words. Some people will see words. Some people will see images within their third eye and that type of thing. Some people use muscle testing to get the answers. They'll ask yes and no questions and tap their fingers or push on an arm or something. For me, my medium is the pendulum. And I've gotten to a point where I can't even make it do whatever I want. It just has its own energy. It hooks into my spirit guides, and they tell me exactly what I need to know. It has gotten so in-depth. I can use it with a letter chart, ask questions of basically almost any consciousness that you can think of in the universe, and get an answer, okay? There are things that I could get into that I don't want to right now because they're so deep out there that I've been finding. But ultimately, the pendulum is one thing. The charts are another thing, okay? Let me talk about the charts for a bit. Now, the charts I basically developed myself. So what you have to do when you're looking for health problems and spiritual problems, you have to have every perceivable answer within these charts, okay? If you don't have the answer and the spirits know it, they'll direct you to the letter chart and spell it out. But ultimately, if you have that answer in the charts, it's going to find it. So you have to look way, way, way outside the box as to what a component of a spiritual or health problem is. So, of course, you've got viruses, bacteria, parasites, heavy metals, and that type of thing that can be causing a health problem. But when you go into the spiritual realm of things, there are so many things to consider. Now, of course, you've got dark entities, like you've got the devil, Lucifer, and all those bunch of jokers who hang around. But I go deep into certain things like voodoo, black magic, and witchcraft, which are sort of forms of negative thoughts. So you have to know exactly where to work and how to work on a person to lift all of these voodoo spells and black magic spells. And I've got proof positive for many, many people. I've worked on that just by removing that, and your health problem is going to go away. So you got to look in that direction. You got to look at planetary influences. You got to look at so many different things. So when you've got it all together and you've got every possibility within the charts, the pendulum is going to find the problem. Usually with one or two sessions, the health problem is generally gone, as long as it's not, you know, full blown out cerebral palsy or MS or anything like that. Okay, so with the chart system I got, the pendulum and my guides, which are the most important, and then using the tools to neutralize any stressors and energies in your body, it's a killer system. It works phenomenal.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. Pam, what do you think?
Well, the crystalline metaphysical tools, when you were talking about them a minute ago, you mentioned that there was a guy who whose only job was to clear the energy for this fifth dimension ascension of
Correct.
The planet. But you didn't say who that was. Was that on purpose?
His name is Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Wayne's World?
No, he's a little cooler than that.
Okay. Now, what are the crystalline metaphysical tools? Go ahead.
The crystalline tools are a series of tools that this fellow has developed. The main ones are the pyramids. Okay, he's got a few different sizes of pyramids. He makes what's called a beamer, which is a wand that you would use just holding on to it, just like a crystal wand that you would use for moving energy. He's got different types of rings, like a neutralization ring. You've got a sun ring, which the neutralization ring pulls negative energy out of your body. The sun ring will put positive energy in your body. And all these tools I've got on my website. I've also got lots of information on YouTube if you want to look at my YouTube channel about all these tools. But he makes various different types of tools for different things, sells them all around the world, and people who use them just have so much success. It makes the healing incredibly easy. Lots of people look at me and say, hey, Chris, why don't you just use your hands? Well, I look at people and I say, well, what are my hands holding? I am using my hands and it's holding something. The tools amplify your intent. The tools raise the energy within your body that you're using. So the photon quantum energy consciousness that you're trying to change within somebody's body to facilitate a healing works at such a much deeper level than just using your hands. So, for instance, the big pyramid I use, it's got five different pyramids on top of it. It's loaded up with quartz crystals and magnets and sacred geometry. When I use that pyramid, it goes 15 layers deep into the body, which is pretty deep. When you're using your hands, depending on the person, I'm not saying everybody is not very proficient in what they do, but you might go one, two, or three layers deep with your hands. If you got to go deep enough to get to the problem, you need a shovel long enough and deep enough to get to the problem. So the tools just really make things a lot more efficient, easier on the practitioner. So I don't absorb anybody's energies when I'm working with the tools. The tools take it all, and the tools just get in there and do the job for you.
Wonderful. I do have another question about radionics.
Okay.
You know, years ago, I've read a lot of work of Wilhelm Reich. Is it the same type of energy work, or is radionics something completely different?
It's kind of sort of the same. Radionics is working with specific frequency. Okay, so let's say you have a problem within your liver. You've got a virus in your liver. So with radionics, the system I use uses vials of water that are vibrating at the rate of liver, that vibrate at the rate of certain viruses. So when you put these vials of water into the machine, turn the machine on, it's going to vibrate out any frequency that you put in it. So if you want to vibrate out the frequency of salmonella bacteria, you put in salmonella bacteria after you put in the vial of liver, press a button, and it vibrates that frequency out. It is a very efficient system, except it does take a long time, and sometimes it is trial and error with it, because when you're working with the tools, you're working with intent. If you're working with the machine, you're working just with vials of water that you're trying out here and there. So the intent is always much stronger. You're working with actual God energy, God quantum energy, to change the problem in the body instead of just trying to vibrate out a frequency. What I like to use the radionics for is for charging things. So I've got a line of wristbands that I sell that if you have problems sleeping, you wear the one for sleep and you sleep like a baby. I've got one I charge for stress. When you have a stressful situation, you wear that wristband and you can handle the stress a lot easier. I'm working on ones right now for weight loss for people, for to keep mosquitoes away in the summertime. And various other things are possible with it. So the radionics is great for charging. I like to use the tools for working with health problems.
Okay, that's good. Mark, you there?
Yeah, thank you. So I guess the next question I have is, how much does someone have to believe in this work for it to work?
That's a good question. I get that question a lot. Generally, if anybody's going to be calling me or coming in my office for this type of work, they're going to be believing already. There's no convincing any way you have to do for people like that. If somebody is dead set against this type of work and somebody is giving them a dare, like, I dare you to go in and try it, and then they come in and go, okay, kid, impress me. Well, I could, the work will still work on them, okay, to a certain degree, of course, that there are going to be some blockages, and they're just going to deny that anything happened. And I've had that happen a few times. People came in on a bet and said, I bet you can't get rid of his hangover. And I, you know, by the time the guy left, he's looking around, he looks, says, my hangover's gone. But he said, oh, it probably would have been gone on its own anyway. So if you're a non-believer, you're not going to be here anyway. If you're a believer, you're looking for this, and this is what is going to do it for you.
Hmm. What do you think, Pam?
Well, I think it's fascinating stuff. I want to go into the darker side of this, because people are often terrified by entities or karmic debt and a few other things that you mentioned in the bio. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, do you use the crystalline metaphysical tools to check for that? And how do you release these entities? Let's talk about entities first before we talk about
entities, especially poltergeists, are a huge problem with health problems, and people just don't realize how big it really is. If anybody saw the movie RIPD, well, I do that for a living, okay? I hunt down spirits and I chase them away to help somebody with their health problem. I do house clearings. I do, you know, any kind of clearing where necessary needed to remove a spirit, we can do it. So what I'll do is somebody will come in and they'll give me their top five symptoms of their health problem, and I'll just start asking questions with my pendulum. Where do I need to work first? It'll tell me to work in the liver, and I need to remove a voodoo spell, or I need to remove a poltergeist, or I need to remove Lucifer, whatever it is. And then I just take the tools. What I do is I hold the pyramid over somebody's head, and I just use the words neutralize, eliminate, remove, vacate the spirit, the energy from this body, and take it away into the etheric realms. And at the speed of quantum energy, it happens. And 99% of the time, most people feel some kind of release. They feel a calmness come over their body. They might feel a bit of a chill. They might feel a bit of an emotional release. So the dark spirit aspect of the whole thing is just another aspect of it. So you could say remove A, B, C, D, and then the problem's gone. Or you can tell it what it really is, whether it's a poltergeist, whether it's a demonic spirit or voodoo, whatever it is. Yes, a lot of people are somewhat disturbed when they hear those types of things. Just last week, I did a full-blown exorcism on an 11-year-old boy in Colorado over the phone. And his mom was freaking out. She knew this had to happen, but It was huge what this poor kid went through, but ultimately the spirits left his body. So a lot of people are leery about it, but 99% of everybody who comes into my office or does work with me knows that we're going to find this stuff, and we're just going to get rid of it. The one big thing I was working on quite a while ago was alien energies, like gray aliens, reptilian aliens, Nephilim are out there. All these different alien species are affecting our bodies. Now, just as of late, God is implementing his plan that he has laid out in Revelations, and all of these beings and spirits are starting to leave the planet. So ultimately, it's making my work a lot easier, and a lot of people are going to notice that a lot of depressions, a lot of problems that have been weighing down on them for such a long time are going to start to lift. And that could also spin off into society, you know, with wars and poverty and you know, things like that. They just might start to slowly dissipate.
Well, what do you think, Mark?
It's really powerful. You know, one of the questions I would want to ask you as follow-up on this is that It seems to me that one of the rules I understand is that there's the rule of free will. And I guess the question I have is I just don't understand how at ascension levels we understand that, you know, there's ascended masters that oversee the planets and all that kind of stuff. But going to the simplest form of what I consider to be one of the laws is that there's the law of free will. So I don't understand how it is that these different aliens can be interfering with individuals here on this planet.
For the most part, they're trying to get into our DNA. They want to splice our DNA. They want to see what makes us tick. Quite a few different scenarios out there exactly why they're here and what they're doing. One of the things I heard is that we're all born with a gray alien with inside us, and they're meant to stay with us our entire life and to monitor us and to have us do things as an experiment possibly, or maybe as a game. So there's lots of different scenarios. All I really consider is that, is there one in your body? If there is, let's get rid of it because it's in the way. So that's really where I go with it. I don't really concern myself with why they're here, what they're doing. Are they really here? You know what? At the end of the day, if they don't really exist and I remove the thought of one or the energy of one and your health problem gets better, that's really the only thing that matters. So are they here? Oh, you can bet they are. Am I going to convince you? No, I'm not. And I'm not here to convince you that there is aliens. All I'm saying is that they are around. They affect our health. They affect the way we think. They affect society. And we just need to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess what I was going at is I was going at the bigger picture. And that was, as far as I understood it, there shouldn't be the right for them to do that. But,
no, there isn't.
And, you know, on the other aspect of it, is it also comes into the idea, I was thinking about free will, but I don't know. What do you think, Pam?
Well, I think the question is a difficult question to answer. And I don't know. It's a pretty deep question. From my perspective, what you're asking exactly is, this concept of alien takeover or even other entities or an alien or voodoo or anything that affects your body, don't we have the choice? Don't we have free will? Or is it like a physical parasite that we're not aware of and that does affect us? What do you think?
Let's talk about free will for a second. So let's say you've got something in your body, something dark that's leading you and making you in certain ways want to smoke cigarettes, okay? And you're addicted to cigarettes and this thing is within you and its job is to make you smoke cigarettes. So you come into my office, we do some work, we get rid of whatever it is. Now you have free will. Do you want to stop smoking or not? You know, you could keep on smoking. You can make that decision, or you can stop smoking. Now you can use your free will to make that decision.
I see.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. So it is something that you really don't have any control over, is what you're saying. Like alien.
In some instances, if there's an alien attachment or a spiritual attachment, You do have an override. You can, if your free will is strong enough and you want something badly enough to not happen, if you want to stop smoking, you can, but it's going to be very difficult, okay? Once this spirit is gone, something that's causing this, it's going to be a lot easier for you to say, I can easily stop smoking now. Nothing is causing me to smoke. Nothing is causing me to drink, that type of thing. So now, to go further into that, if there's a spiritual problem with a certain health problem or addiction, there's also going to be a physical, which could be a mineral deficiency or something like that. So there could also be emotional and mental. I know a lot of people going, hey, you're missing a lot of the point. We're just talking about certain things. So once the spiritual problem is gone, the physical problem can then be addressed and make things a lot easier for somebody.
good. That's good. How about karmic debt?
Karmic debt. I've done a lot of research into that. What I've found with karmic debt, let's say, okay, we all believe that we're reincarnated and we have many, many lifetimes here on this planet. So if in a past lifetime you were married to somebody, Pam, and this guy was a real jerk, okay? He cheated on you. He beat you. He did all kinds of womanizing things, and you finally got fed up. So you put some poison in his food, and he died, okay? So now you owe karmic debt to him. So what I've found is that now you die, you reincarnate, you come back to Earth. This guy's spirit still hanging around waiting for you to reincarnate. All of a sudden he finds you and says, aha, now I'm going to pay back your karmic debt. So then he gets into your body. He causes disruption. He starts to cause problems within your body. I've found that a lot with everybody who has some karmic debt, that there's something they've done in a past life that's coming back and biting them in the ass in this life.
I see. Well, I think I have all of these things, Chris.
Is there a sign up list? Can I actually sign up for that? No.
Do you have, Mark, do you have another question?
I think there was just one last question in this area, and that is more related to the healing than all the alien stuff. And that is, how important is it that you have permission to work on somebody? Like, I know in general Reiki or whatever, it's like we generally want to get verbal permission before we even do a remote healing on somebody. But then there's like exceptions, like if someone's in a coma or something like that. How important is permission as far as you doing work?
I do be careful crossing that line because, you know, I wouldn't want somebody doing any kind of work on me without me knowing it, right? So of course, if somebody calls and says, you know, I've got an uncle who's a real so-and-so and nobody likes him and he's got lots of dark energy, can you fix him? I'll say no. You know, because you just can't change somebody's personality by removing some negative energies without them knowing it. You do have to practice some type of ethics within this whole realm. Otherwise, Mr. God's going to look down at you and say, okay, you know what? We're taking all of your liberties away and you can't do this anymore. But ultimately, it's just using your common sense and thinking, you know, you're not going to work on somebody without them knowing it. Unless they can't speak for themselves, unless it's for their higher good, all that good stuff that comes into play, and you just go by those simple ethical guidelines.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead, Pam.
Now, I was going to suggest that we do the half an hour break, and then we bring Chris back on because he wanted to share something with us, which is tell us about it, Chris. What is it that you wanted to do after the break?
What we're going to do is I've got my pyramid with me, and I'm going to hold it up to the computer, and I'm going to give it some general healing instructions. And what's going to happen is anybody who's listening, if you're going to be on the computer, if you're touching the computer or at least close to it, wearing a headset or whatever, you're going to feel some energy come through the computer. So I'm going to run a general healing energy. And for some people, there could be mass healings that happen. So I have had radio shows I've done where people, all of a sudden, their arthritis is gone. All of a sudden, their tinnitus is gone. Without a word of a lie, it does work. But ultimately, most people are going to feel the energy come through the computer in the form of a tingle, possibly a pulse, maybe heat or something like that. So it's really cool. So everybody stick around after the break. We're going to do a mass healing.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, thank you, Pam, and thank you, Chris. So I want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And we are on the Internet at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And, Chris, why don't you go ahead and give out your website to everybody?
Yeah, my website is chriskaylor.net, and it's spelled C-H-R-I-S-K-A-Y-L-O-R chriskehler.net. Don't do chriskehler.com. That's a completely different Chris Kehler. He's an accountant. You don't want to talk to him. Okay? chriskehler.net. I've also got many videos on YouTube. If you just go on YouTube and do a search of my name, I've got about 80 different videos that describe my philosophy, that show off the tools, and do some demonstrations. So please feel free and have a look.
Yeah, it sounds like that other guy probably clears different types of entities.
He needs a clearing. He's an accountant.
Hey, Pam, do you have an event coming up this weekend that you'd like to share with everybody?
Great, I do. On the 22nd of February, that's the Saturday, Dr. Kelly Brady, one of my co-hosts on a show called Insights and Umbrellas, which is every Thursday morning at 9, her and I are teaching for the first time together. We both are trainers for many years. Dr. Kelly is a Chinese doctor and a psychotherapist. And I'm a spiritual trainer that I've been teaching since 2000. And I'm also a body worker as well. And what we're doing is a full-day retreat on leading a fearless life. Now, this is going to entail breath work on deeply releasing fear inside the cells and then rebuilding yourself based on your own values and who you would like to become, who you really would like to be rather than who you accidentally became, based on environment and conditioning and decisions based on experience and that sort of thing. So really releasing what was and purposely generating what will be in the present moment. So it's going to be an amazing day. And if you'd like to register, there's not that many places left. You can reach me at 813-520-8894. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. So, yeah, sorry about that.
Oh,
I had
Mark,
to mute. Yeah, go ahead.
One more thing. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. All
today's
right,
Mark's birthday.
Yeah, in honor of that, let's move some energy.
Great.
Go ahead, Pam.
All right, Chris, let's connect with the audience, and we'll all be very quiet, and you can do your thing.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give some intent. I'm going to use something called the wet flame. This is an all-encompassing healing energy, and anybody is welcome to use it. If you're an energy worker, you want to use the wet flame, just call upon it and use it. It's phenomenal. So here we go. Everybody, if you're listening, hands on the computer, if you've got a headset on, great. Let's run the wet flame through the computer, through the entire radio show, to do a mass healing for any and all who are listening. Let's use the wet flame to do a mass healing. So the energy is now going through the entire computer, through the entire system. Okay, I can feel it on this end. It's strong, strong, strong. Okay, so just released. Now, if anybody wants to kick in and let me know, let us know if you felt something, if you felt a pulse, if you felt a tingle. That is that energy going into your body to do whatever it needs to do at the quantum level.
Yeah, I just had a shiver go right up my spine.
Nice.
I felt the energy. And the interesting thing was, when I started feeling the energy, I became aware of that I was trying to dictate to the energy. In other words, I've got this what feels like a bad cold, but in reality, it's just allergies. Because in Florida right now, it was 80 degrees today, and everything's coming out like it's springtime already. And so I've got all these allergies going on. So when I started feeling the energy, my first thought is, okay, fix my allergies.
Beautiful. So you put it to work for you. You gave it intent. That's what you do.
So we'll see. I'm feeling okay right now.
Yeah, I just basically said that I was going to just set this to work for my highest good.
Exactly. Good. And if you don't know what to do with it, you just let it go in and do what it needs to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that this is going to carry through to anybody who listens to the replay, too.
It does. It stays in the server forever, okay? I've got videos I've had on YouTube for probably 3 years, and the energy stays in there. I've got a headache cure. If you got a headache, you just look at the video, touch the screen, and your headache goes away. It's been there for about 3 years.
Hmm. Hey, PM, is it all right if I ask a question to follow up on some of the darkness stuff we were talking about before?
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was just kind of like what you just said, Chris, and that is, you know, you were talking about stuff looping and being available, and, you know, it's something that a bunch of us spiritual workers have talked about. We normally travel around with a teacher called Deb King and work with her and watch her clear entities from people. And the interesting thing about that is that she actually films and live streams all her events. And, of course, you can get the download and go back and watch the lectures later. And one of the thoughts that's always come up is well, what about that energy that was in that person's body, that, you know, that dark entity or whatever it was? You know, are you somehow giving it energy again by going back and watching that video or something like that? What is your thoughts on that?
Well, when I remove something dark or a spirit or something from somebody, you have to give intent on where to put it so it can't come back, so it can't, you know, stay sitting around. So you move that out of somebody's body. Is it sitting next to the person? No, what I do is I send it into a labyrinth, an endless labyrinth within the etheric realm of the universe. It can never get out. If it's, let's say, a poltergeist spirit, or a lost soul or something, I'll send it for rehabilitation. I'll send it into the light, wherever I feel it needs to go. It will go wherever you intend it to go if your intent is strong enough and if it's pure enough. So I really don't worry that this entity is going to come back or hang around or anything. Generally, once it's gone, when I use a pyramid, it's gone.
Yeah, it's funny because if you watch New Healers in a Room, you know, we're always taught to almost hand it off to a guide or something like that. And sometimes you'll see somebody just haphazardly just, like, throwing it. And you're kind of joking with, like, watch where you're throwing that entity or that energy. Don't leave that on the floor.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Okay, I mentioned that my first wife had passed away, okay? And her spirit still hangs around, okay? Which is, you know, okay with me to certain degrees. I got remarried, I got kids now and everything. My life, you know, went forward. But she had an uncle who passed away. And shortly after, like a few days after, my wife and I now were sitting in a basement watching TV. All of a sudden I hear this noise like somebody's feet rubbing against the carpet. And we both look and there's nothing there. And right away I said, oh, there's a spirit here. Somebody's here. And it freaked out my wife because she just started getting into the work I'm doing. So I took my pendulum, I doused, and it said it was the spirit of Harry Kazira, okay? So I took my pyramid, and when I talk to spirits, they have to listen. They look at me, and I told them, I says, you cannot be here. You need to leave. Please leave. So I told him to leave, and he left. We'd heard nothing since. But for the longest time, since then, my late wife has been hanging around the house, and she's been, you know, doing little things here and there and causing a little bit of turmoil, not much, but just enough to get your attention. So finally she went to a cousin of mine who is clairvoyant, and she called me up and says, she wants to tell you something. She needs to tell you something. So I took my pendulum and I asked, I says, okay, Del, what do you want? And she started to explain to me that when I sent her uncle away, he got lost. I didn't send him into the light. I just told him to leave. So it's very important that you intend where to send a spirit. Otherwise, they're going to get lost, and somebody's going to try and get your attention and make things happen. So, you know, there's a little story that tells you exactly how important it is to know where you're sending a spirit.
Interesting.
That's great. Go ahead, Pam.
Well, you know, Chris, I have a quick story to tell you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Years ago, I lived in Florida in West Palm Beach, way out in the middle of nowhere on a horse farm. And And I was married to someone else, my ex-husband, used to travel a lot. And I was there with my children alone for several days at a time when he would travel. And I started experiencing these strange things, like I wake up at 3:01 in the morning. It was always 3:01 on the digital clock. And there was a big window right across from my bed. And I'd look out and I'd hear my dog, which never left the house. I'd hear her far, far away, barking, barking, barking. And then I'd see a shooting star. And then I'd wait, when I wake up in the morning, there was like a coffee stain almost on my foot, on the top of my little toe, which wiped right off. And I thought, okay, I don't know what that is. And nothing really was remarkable about that, except the next night, exactly the same situation would happen again. And the next night, 3:01 in the morning, the dog barking far away, the shooting star, the spot on my foot. And I was going at the time to lectures with, you know, this was in the 80s, and at the time there were like 12 masters sent down to the planet for the purpose of the harmonic convergence. And, you know, they're like Lazarus and Seth and Ramtha and Ola, and there was 12 of them. And Abraham was one of them, too. Maybe most people here have heard of him. And I was going to one frequently by the name of Ola, and she told me that I was visited by aliens who had implanted something in my foot on a regular basis for the purpose of me speeding up my evolution, going faster and not getting stuck so much, which actually is what happened. I dumped my ex-husband shortly after that and moved on. But the question is, do you think that was an actual alien experience? And what do you do with people that have actually had alien experiences?
I do actually work quite often with people who have had alien abductions. And the way I find out is, first of all, when the stressor or the problem in the body comes up that there is strontium, which is a radionic isotope, then I know mm-hmm. right away that person has had some kind of real alien contact within their body. What you experienced was probably more of a positive type of being. I mean, you can use the word alien very loosely. It's probably some very, very high dimensional being that wanted to help you through your process and kickstart your journey a little better. So, you know, you really have to discern. I've got a client in Florida right now who's freaking out a little bit because every time she walks in her house, it feels different. She feels an energy, and she thinks it's bad. But I doubt it today. It's actually Archangel Raphael who's there to help her in certain ways. So we can, you know, always think the worst when something like that happens, when something can actually be a good thing. So what you went through was definitely a good thing. Intuitively, what I'm getting from my guides is that, yes, it was definitely something angelic that they wanted you to know we're here for you. That's basically what happens, is they're trying to give you some kind of sign. Yes, we are here. They're moving things on the table. They're putting all the 301. My number used to be 1001. I used to look at the clock all the time and see 1001. So there's all these different ways that they try to get your attention, okay, by putting something on your foot, by the dog barking. So they're just saying, yes, we're here for you. We're going to help you on your process.
Nice. Thank you for that. So you've told us an amazing story. Talked about some extremely interesting issues and problems that people have. And I guess the question I want to ask is about intention, because you've mentioned intention several times. Is that primarily you use these tools for diagnosis and also treatment, but is the fact, the issue of intention, really the driving force behind it all?
It really is, for the most part. You know, your intent, my intent is to heal your health problem. My intent is to help your emotional issue. My intent is to reconnect your soul to the well of souls. Whatever it is, it's all intent. The word intent means I intend to do this for you. So if your intent is to bestow pain upon this person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you're dark enough, you can do that. My intent is to heal. So when you use the tools, either if you're thinking whatever you want, saying whatever you want, it's all intent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you hurt someone accidentally?
No. I have never had any kind of reverb attack on me. The only thing that can happen when I do this work is sometimes you have a bit of a healing crisis where things get a little bit worse before they get better. Most people, when I do work, they feel very, very tired after a session, and that's generally because we pulled so many energies out that it's tiring on your body.
Chris, I'm sorry. Really didn't ask that question very well. Let me ask it again. If, for example, you get really upset with someone and you're mad at someone, not you personally, but just generally the audience, me, Mark, just generally anyone, and they have someone in their life that they haven't forgiven, and every time they think of that person, it makes them really mad. Does that hurt the person, even though you really intending to hurt them?
At a certain level, it is a form of voodoo. Okay, it's a negative thought. As soon as you have a negative thought about somebody on an ongoing basis, time after time again, it will affect them in certain ways. It will cause a problem. Okay, and that's what I've found is the root cause of voodoo and black magic is just negative thoughts. There could be negative thoughts from spirits. There could be negative thoughts from aliens, from humans, our densities. It can all be there, and yes, it does cause a problem. You're absolutely right. Now, if you're a person who's a very, very dark person who has a lot of, you know, evil within them, and you would step on a kitten if it got in your way kind of thing, then all you got to do is think badly a few times about somebody, and it's going to cause a problem. Like somebody like me, it would take a long, long time for me to hurt somebody, put it that way. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. You can cause some harm on somebody if you think negative. That's why you always send love to people. So if somebody cuts you off in the lane in front of you, send them love. Just say bless you. That way it won't come back on you, and mm-hmm. they'll be just fine.
Great. Mark, what do you think about that?
It takes just as much energy to say bless you as it does to say F you.
That's true. It feels better, too.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, thank you for sharing that story earlier, Pam. I was thinking about it. Chris,
Mark?
Mark,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I can't hear you. Suddenly your voice is all digitalized.
Okay, how about now?
That seems better.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was just saying, thank you for sharing that story earlier, Pam.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. One thing I want to make sure we cover before the end of the show, Chris, is something I know a lot of us spiritual healers share with each other, and that is, what can we do as healers to protect our own energy and stuff while we're doing the work that we do?
Ultimately, you know, you have to do clearings of yourself. If you're somebody who does energy healing on an ongoing basis, it's good to find somebody else, a colleague, who does energy healing who can clear you, okay? It's very tough to clear ourselves because we got a lot of stuff going on in our own minds. To work on yourself is sometimes a little harder. So find somebody who can clear you. Now, one of the tools that I do sell will do that for you. Now, here's a little sales pitch. The neutralization ring will clear negative energy out of anything very, very quickly. If you use pendulums, if you use crystals, when you put those items within the ring, they're instantly cleared so that you can keep on using them. If you use it on yourself after working on somebody, you'll feel the negative energy pulled out of your body. So that's a very good way for clearing. But ultimately, yes, find somebody who can work with you So find a practitioner for the practitioner. I do a lot of that. Lots of people come to me once a month for a general clearing just so they can get started again. And just using the right protection when you are working with somebody. I use violet flame is very, very strong. Of course, my guardian angels are always around me and trying to, you know, help me to protect. So that is very important. But ultimately, just a good clearing will after a session will do it.
Thank you for that. Go ahead, Pam.
Well, there's so many questions, and I'm afraid we're just about out of time. I'd like to talk about if you want to clear karmic debt in this lifetime. Say, for example, like the ex-husband that I had, I didn't kill him. Thank God.
Okay.
But there was a lot of nasty negative stuff that went on, and I think a lot of people suffer from real negative divorces. And this was 20-some years ago. I've been married to a great man ever since. But how would you suggest releasing things, letting go of it, when someone has upset you?
Yeah, here's what I generally do. So if it is a spirit from a past life that's with affecting this life, now they are in this life, so I will release them into ether, into heaven, wherever they need to go for rehabilitation, whatever it is. And then what I'll do, because there is turmoil within that past life, instead of going back into that past life and clearing the whole life, what I do is I cut the cords and connections to that past life, and that's a very familiar phrase. Many people cut cords and connections. So now everybody's saying, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's going to affect the timeline. No, as soon as you cut the cords and connections, I take a thread of energy, I run it from the past life, and I run it to the astral body of our aura in this life. That way you're still connected, but not at a level where it's going to affect your life now. I find that very, very successful. If I'm not meant to do that, my pendulum tells me to do something different. But generally, that is the way I do it. And it does facilitate what you need to do very quickly. So within a couple minutes, boom, you're done with the past lives, and they're done and over with.
How long is a session normally for you?
I spend an hour on a person, and we get quite a bit of work done within an hour.
Okay. That's wonderful.
My fees are only $55. You know, I'm very inexpensive. I'm not in this to make money. All I want to do is help people with their health problems, no matter what that is. So, you know, anybody can do this. Money is not an issue. The $55, most people will spend that having lunch. So I think that everybody deserves to have a bit of peace of mind and know what their health problem really is, you know, just to get on with your life.
Chris, you've been a wonderful guest tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. So why don't you go ahead and give out your website to everybody so that they can connect with you, because that's a really good price for the services.
Yeah, my website again, chriskaylor.net. My email address is on the website. Feel free and email me tonight. I will get in touch with you tomorrow. I'm very easy to get a hold of. If somebody calls me, I will call them back very quickly, and we will set up an appointment. I'm always booking a week ahead, so if anybody wants to do an appointment for next week, I can book it this week, no problem. Because I only work with people two or three times for a problem, I'm always bringing in new clients, so there's never a big, long waiting list. There's no ego here. I know sometimes it sounds the way I talk, there's an ego, but you know what? This is about you. It's not about me. All I want to do is help you with a health problem.
Yeah, that sounds good. So thank you, Chris, and thank you, Pam.
Oh, you're both so welcome. I loved it. It was a great show, Chris. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody. Yep, thank you.
Good night.
life is but a dream.